Okay, Moshe, hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Tes. We are discussing Megillas Tainis, which is a book of all of these, a documentation of all of these holidays that would be Osir B'Tainis in V'Hesped. And again, we had said that we had a discussion in terms of whether it was batel or not, whether it was no longer halachically viable. So we're going back and forth with that, right? We had a machlokes between Rav and Rav Chanina on the one hand, and Rav Yochanan and Rav Yishuv ben Levi on the other hand. And we try to bring proofs one way or another. So we're up here, let's see, Mosiv is about 7 or 8 lines up, last word on the line. It says, Mosiv Rav Acha Bar Huna. Rav Acha Bar Huna asked this, on the opinion that says, let's see, which one is he asking on? Oh, that's a good kasha, I think, on Rav and Amachanina. But either way, let's see right there. Betlasa betishrei betelas ad karta min shtaraya. On the third day of Tishrei, well, we know it's Tzom Gedalia, but not necessarily Tzom Gedalia at this point. But either way, on the third of Tishrei, right, again, it says in Megillas Tainis that the batala, meaning that they stopped this whole situation of mentioning Shem Hashem in Shtaros, in Shtaraya. What's going on over here? What does that mean? Because the Greeks, right, at that point, had made a decree that they should not mention Shem Shemayim. And when the Chashmonaim came and defeated the Greeks, so they didn't only clean out the Beis HaMikdash, right, they had to take care of, right, all these gzeiros, right, that the Greeks had made. So they went all the way to the other extreme, that the Greeks said you should never mention Shem Shemayim at all. So the Chashmonaim said that they should even mention Shem Shemayim, even in mundane, kind of everyday type of transactions, right? And V'kacha Yugosim, this is what they would say. It would happen in this year of Yochanan Kohen Gadol's reign, or when he was Kohen Gadol, of Kodesh Baruch, right? They would mention Shem Hashem in these shtoros. Now, obviously, you can imagine, right, there's a big Shemus problem, right? When the Chachamim heard, somebody they said, that I don't like that so much, because it is a big Shemus problem, right? The Machar Zeporeos Chobo, because then what happens? If Reuven lends Shimon, $1,000, they write a shtar, and Shimon pays him back, so what happens to the shtar? So you throw it out. Right, this moment the guy pays it back, for him to shtar mudal ba'ashpa. As that happens, right, then you have Shem Hashem lying in the garbage heap, right? All these shtaros, right, lying in the garbage, right, with Shem Hashem on it. Today I gave out a couple of sheets, in a class. I didn't realize that it had Shem Hashem on it, so I quickly collected all the sheets to make sure it gets into Shemus. So it was a big issue. So Gemara says, "Ubitlum," and then that day they got rid of this decree to write Shem Hashem in the shtaros. They made it into yontif because it was such a thing. This is one of the Seres Dibros, right? Don't use God's name in vain. So again, when they were able to vatzliach with this, so then they made a yontif. Okay. and now, so the kasha is like this. Esau got the bottle of Megillas Tainis. And if you tell me that the Megillas Tainis was bottle right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Kamaisa bottle, but Achonaisa Mosifa, so how could they have added more holidays? Right? It doesn't make sense that they would get rid of the holidays that they had and then they would start adding new ones. And this is already one of the sources that, just in the discussion in terms of whether to add new holidays for new Nisim that occurred, right after Chanukah and Purim, this is one of the Makoros, the one of the Gemaras, some of the Achronim point out that we shouldn't add any more holidays, right? It comes up in discussion if you have, let's say by Yom HaTzmaut, it definitely comes up in the, obviously the more Haredi Tzioni discussions that happened here in Eretz Yisrael. So this is one of the makoros that they point to. Okay, either way, this is the question, how in the world, if you tell me that Batel Tainis Megillas Tainis was Batel, so how could you make a new holiday? Score says, how come I ask you, Bishmash based on Mikdash Kayan? No, so again, as I pointed out, this is not necessarily, that's a little bit incorrect. So let's take a step back. That meaning that everybody agrees. Then the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, that's what we're talking about over here. Meaning that they had not yet or they had the Megillas Tainus was not batel, meaning during this point. So that's why they could still add new holidays. The Gemara says, okay, but I don't understand how you got to that conclusion, because Batevikle, if you're telling me that the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash was built at that time, right, and therefore Megillas Tainus was still in existence, so the problem was that you would not have had to make that day, the third day of Tishrei, into a chag, because the Havalei Yoshin Erech Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam, and as we mentioned, that's the day, that's Tzom Gedalia, that's when Gedalia got assassinated, and if you remember from yesterday, we said all of the fasts, or the four fasts, when the second Beis HaMikdash was built, right, they had these fasts when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but when the second Beis HaMikdash was already rebuilt, so those four fasts were not fast days, they were days of Simcha. So you wouldn't have needed to make a simcha for the day which they stopped the desecration of Shem Hashem. You already had it, right? It was Tzom Gedalia, which was a simcha. Samarav. So Rav says that Lo Nitzchu Ela L'Asur Shana L'Fanav. No, you're right. But the day before, we wanted to Asur the day before as well. Right? To make a new chag on Gimel Tishrei, right, would also Asur the day before, because again, we as we'll see that again, the day before and the day after is also Asur in Hesped and Tainus. So Gemara says, well, Shana L'Fanav Naimi. Well, what do you mean? The day before the third day of Tishrei, right? The second day of Tishrei. Right? And typically, it would be enough, meaning that the Havilei Yom Shalachar Rosh Chodesh. That's the day after Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh also has a din of a holiday, and the day before, the day after is also Batinus. Says Ritva, why don't you just say it's the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Second Beis Tishrei, second day of Rosh Hashanah. So he says again, what are we talking about? We're talking about the situation where they built this during the second Beis Hamikdash. Well, how were they being Mekadosh Techodesh during the second Beis Hamikdash? They were using Edim, they were using witnesses. So it could very well be that they didn't need, right, a second day of Yatif, because in Yerushalayim, right, if Edim came at the proper time, so you had one day of Rosh Hashanah. So, okay, so either way, that's why they're going to say that. But either way, so but 1 second, so you don't need to make it a holiday. If the whole reason to make it a holiday on the third day of Tishrei was to make sure the day before was Usher and Hesped and Tainus, so if the day after Rosh Chodesh, it's already Usher and Hesped and Tainus. The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh, Da'araisa, lo boy chizik. No, so for the Da'araisa Chagim, the fact that it's Usher one day before and one day after is not true, meaning it's not Usher one day before and the day after, because that's the Araisa. The Tanya is within the Araisa. Hayav me'elu aksuv Megillas Tainus for these holidays in Megillas Tainus. So asur ben lefneim ben lacharayim. It's asur to fast both the day before and the day after, right? Not only on the day. Tosis already points out here that's only fasting. I guess I shouldn't say hesped as well. It's only a hesped. It's only fasting, but it's not hespedim. Hespedim are mutar those days. Okay, but either way. But Pashas is that these days, meaning these Durabanan holidays, right? They need the day before and the day after. But Shabbos is Yom Tovim. That's Asim Asurim. That's already. It's also meaning the Heim Asurim. I mean, it's also to fast on Shabbos and Yatif, but the Fnei Lachorim Mutarim. But the day before and the day after is Mutar. My Hevesh is Ben Zelazeh. What's the difference? So Alol Divrei Torah in Divrei Torah it's Yuchin Chizuk. The Shabbos and Yatif, that's already Rosh Chodesh. That's already Divrei Torah. You don't need to strengthen those halachos. People know those halachos. But Alol Divrei Sofrim Bedinim Derabanan Divrei Sofrim it's Yuchin Chizuk. Dinim Derabanan need to be propped up to make sure people are following them. So therefore, you have an Isser before and after as well. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara goes back and asks again. But typically, if you're telling me that you need to make the third of Tishrei into this extra holiday to make sure the first day is Usher, the day before is Usher, typically, the Havalei Yom Shalafnei Yom Shenera Gedalia Bo'achikum. Well, what do you mean? You're looking for a Derabanan Chag that it's Usher the day before and the day after? Well, guess what? You have that on that day. Right? Gedalia got killed, right? And that was a fast when the Beis HaMikdash was not built, but it was a Yom Tov when it was built. So if you're telling me they were dealing with a case where the Beis HaMikdash was built, so you already were not allowed to fast the day before and the day after. So Rav Ashi, Gedalia Be'achikum Divrei Kabbalah. No, Gedalia Be'achikum, that's not the Rabbanan, that's Divrei Kabbalah. That's already stories in Nach. So there, Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Damo. So if you're telling me, right, what's Divrei Kabbalah, what's that more comparable to? So that's more comparable to the Daraisa. And therefore, it would not have been Usher to fast the day before, the day after, if it was just Tzom Gedalia. So therefore, they had this extra holiday. Okay. Masiv Rav Tovi Bar Masna. Again, another kasha about that Megillas Tainus was batel. So Be'esrim Mitim Nyebei, Asa besurta ta'avta liyudai. And on the 28th of Adar, we'll see those Adar. So we got good news. The Jews got good news. Lo yidu midaraisa. They no longer would have to stop learning Torah. Shegazer malchus gzera. Shelo yasku b'Torah. Shelo yomus b'nehem. Shemishichalu shabazos. Because the decree had been from the Romans Greeks, Romans. I'm not sure. Okay, either way. But the goyim had goes there that they're not allowed to learn Torah. They're not allowed to do bris milah. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos. So right again, three pillars that often the goyim used to attack. So Matt also Yehuda ben Shemuel v'chaverav. So what do they do to kind of combat this gzera? So halachu v'nachal leitzim matronisa achas. They want to find some sort of noble woman. Right, she called Gedoli Romi, Romans, yeah, okay. She called Gedoli Romi, Mitzvah, and Itzla, all the people, right, all the Gedolim, Lahavdil, Elif, Alfa, Abdullah, right, in Rome used to go to her. Gemara does not elaborate for what, but you can imagine. So anyway, Amr Lahem, so she said to them, Bov Hefkinu Malayla. The word Hefkinu nowadays in Israel, right, the language has become very popular. Hafganah is a protest. So they said, go protest at night. Meaning call out at night, right, when everybody's at home. Well, this is unfortunately how protests work nowadays as well. And when you get the most attention, everybody's home at night. So go cry out at night, right? Go call and protest and scream and get everybody up in an uproar. So halachu v'hefkinu v'laila, sure enough, they went to protest at night. And remember, they said, Eishamayim, right? For God's sake, right? Lo achicham anachnu, are we not brothers? Meaning the Romans came from Esav. Right, we're not brothers. We come from one father. We come from Yitzchak and Yaakov. We come Yitzchak and Rivka. So Manishtanu, we call Umo Balashan Shatem goes in our land of Zeres Kashos. What do you have against us? Right, why are you picking us? Why are you singling us out? So Gemara says, and then Bitlum, sure enough, right, that worked. And the Romans got rid of the decree. And on the 28th of Adar, right, it became a yontif. If he's talking about the bottle of Megillas Tainis, or Kamaisa bottle of Acharaisa Masif, and the same question. And if you tell me that the Megillas Tainis is bottle, so how would they add on this holiday? So the Gemara says, "And v'chidei ma'achanami v'zma beis hamidash kayim." If you tell me the same answer you told me before, that it was during the time of beis hamidash, well, that doesn't make sense, right? V'ha'ra Yehoshua ben Shemua tamud v'sher Rabbi v'sher Rabbi Meir, right? Or Yehuda ben Shemua, who's the one who said it, right? Again, that's he's the one who went and saved, right, everybody. Hold on 1 second. So he was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir, he lived after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. As the Gemara says, right, Rabbi Meir, Basra HaChiyava, right, he was afterwards. It's not the Tanya, the Tanan, I'm not sure. Is it the Tanan? The Tanya? Changes to the Tanya. Okay. As we learned in Ebraisa, klei zechuchas shenikvu, right, if you have a glass, let's say a kli, some sort of cup or a pitcher or whatever, shenikvu, that is a hole, and therefore it loses its Torah's kli, it's no longer a kli, right, it can't hold water, right, water's leaking through it. But you put lead into that hole, you plug it up with lead. So our Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, says, Yehuda ben Shamua metame mishum Rabbi Meir. Sure enough, Yehuda ben Shemua is metame in the name of Rabbi Meir. Right? He says it's tame, meaning it goes back to retain its original kli status. The Chachamim metare, and the Chachamim say that it's tahor, meaning that it's not going to be, meaning not that it goes back to original status, but that it becomes metal, meaning that since the only way the kli can work is, well, let's see here. Rashi says, 1 second. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, the last three lines, Ela kli matachos, haninami, hold ha'iver mamido ki kli, right? I mean, he says, since the din is by tum mantara, that if something is supporting the kli and making it, the only reason that the kli works is because of the iver with the lead, so then it has a din of lead, meaning it has a din of metal. That's what he said, Rabbi Meir said. And the Chachamim said, no, that's not true. I mean, we don't go based on the little tiny lead that's plugging the hole. It's still considered to be glass. And it doesn't go back to its original tumah status. Therefore, it's tahor, meaning it's a new kli. Meaning the tumah disappears, right? The tumah is gone. Again, because that's the halacha by tumah, the tumah disappears when the kli is destroyed or kli is not usable. But tachlis, again, you see that clearly that Yehuda ben Shammuah, right, was Rabbi Meir's Talmud. And if Rabbi Meir came after the Beis HaMikdash, so he can't answer that this was happening during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, you're right. Inach inami, tanaihi. It's really a machlokes tanaim. The tanaim is one of the raisa. All this stuff, according to the Tanakhama, all of these, according to Rabbi Meir, right, all of these holidays is written in the Megillas Tainus, whether Beis HaMikdash is in existence or not, so Asurin. So you're not allowed to fast on them, right? There are still quote unquote holidays. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bismash Beis HaMikdash Kayim Asurin. If the Beis HaMikdash is built, then they're all usher. Many usher to fast and to fast on them. But Pnei Shesimcha he lahem, because it's a simcha. Right? Those are days of holidays. Right? If it ain't Beis HaMikdash kayim, but if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so then mutarit. Pnei Sheevil hu lahem, because then it's sad. Again, we're reminded that these holidays remind us of times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. Now the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, so then they are fast days. And that answers the question, because it doesn't tell me necessarily that Megillas Tainus was batal, right? Machlokes Tanaim, whether it was batal or not. Again, as we talked about before, where we saw yesterday's daf. V'hilchos a batlu, v'hilchos a lo batlu. But the halacha is that it was batal and that it wasn't. I kashya halachos, doesn't that contradict itself? So Gemara says, lo kashya kan b'chanukah purim kan b'shar yomei. That in the Chanami, that for every other holiday that you're not familiar with, that's written in Megillas Tainus, you're not familiar with it for a reason. It's because they got rid of it. So those obviously were kept. Okay. Now the Mishnah had said, if you remember, that al el b'pnei Rosh Hashanah, they would send forth messengers from the town, from the Beis Din, to tell people when Rosh Chodesh El was because of Rosh Hashanah. The al tishrei b'pnei tekanas ha'moados, and then they would send them again, right, in Tishrei, right, to make sure that people would observe the Moados, right, Yom Kippur and Sukkot at the proper times. The Gemara says, very simple question, why do you need both of them? Right? Right? Once you send messengers for Elul, you don't need to send for Tishrei, right? Because if you tell me, well, what do you mean? How do you know how many days Elul was? You need to know, right? So when when Rosh Hashanah is because of Rosh Chodesh Elul, but how do you know when the rest of it is? Maybe Elul was 30 days, so then etc. Right? The Yom Kippur and Sukkot get messed up. The problem is, Rabbi Chinina bar Kana, Amarav, Mimos Ezra ve'elach lamatzil el ma'umar. Right? They never had Elul as 30 days. It was always 29 days. So Gemara says, lamatzinu d'lo itzrich. No, they didn't need to make it, but ha'itzrich ma'abrinale. But they would. I mean, it wasn't that a hard and fast rule that they would never make Elul 30 days. It was always possible. It just never happened. So therefore, you needed to send out the messengers to make sure everybody knew that, yeah, sure enough, once again, Elul is chaser. It's really only 29 days. But one second. If you have a chance of making Elul 30 days, then you're going to mess up Rosh Hashanah. I mean, people who are far away, right, how are they going to get the message in time? I mean, okay, by Sukkot or by Yom Kippur, they'll find out. But everybody else, right, living so far away, right, they'll get messed over. Skumar says, Muntav tikalka Rosh Hashanah v'lo yizkalku kula ma'adus. No, you're right, in Echanami, but it's better that Rosh Hashanah get messed up as opposed to the rest of the Chagim. Meaning, if you're making Elul like 30 days, right, so that will be better for everybody else. Meaning, because it was necessary. If it's necessary to make Elul 30 days, right, it's necessary to make 30 days. Right? It could be that right again. If the Gemara is going to say, I forget if it's tomorrow. It might be tomorrow. That there were sometimes they needed to make Elul 30 days. If for whatever reason there was Yom Tov falling out on Shabbos or before Shabbos or whatever, and if Yom Kippur was on Shabbos or if Yom Kippur fell out on Sunday, right, there might be issues. So sometimes they would need to make it 30 days, but tachlis, it never ended up happening. And that's the possibility of making it 30 days, right? It was better in that scenario if they needed to, for whatever reason, push off, let's say Yom Kippur was Sunday, or Yom Kippur, I forget exactly the example they give in the Gemara. But I think because of, if I'm not mistaken, it's because of Kvura, that they have an issue of burying people who passed away. So they didn't want Yom Kippur to be on Friday or Sunday. I don't remember exactly. We'll see it at Mitzvah Shem, I think, tomorrow or the day after. So either way, but they needed that possibility to make Elul 30 days. And it's better that Rosh Hashanah should get messed over than these other issues that we'll talk about. And Tikkanami, as the Mishnah, and it makes sense in the language of the Mishnah, because the Katani Al Tishrei Mipnei Tikkanos HaMoados, that they would send the messengers out to make sure that the Chagim were proper in the proper time, and then for Shema Mina, that was it wasn't because of Rosh Hashanah. Right, it was because of the Chagim, right? And that was again all year, obviously all year round. But again, even though it would mess up Rosh Hashanah, right, that was fine because they wanted to make sure the Chagim were observed properly. Okay, we had said Aval Kislev Mipnei Chanukah, Aval Adar Mipnei Purim. Right, they would send out messengers of Chanukah and Purim and Adar and Kislev. V'ilu Nisar B'Shana Yotzin Afa Ala Adar Sheni Mipnei Purim Lo Katani. So the Mishnah points out, the Gemara points out that the Mishnah did not say that if there's an Eber year, like we have this year, if there's a leap year, then they would also go out for other Sheni because of Purim. It doesn't say that. So and the Gemara learns that Mesnizin Loka Rebbe, and apparently that's against Rebbe Shita. The Tanya was learned that Raisa, Rebbe Omer, in this Abra Hashana, Yotzian Af al other Sheni Pnei Purim, right? If it's a leap year, they would also send out messengers on Rosh Chodesh other Sheni because of Purim. So the Gemara says, one second, what's this machlokas? Maybe this is the machlokas. The Mar Savar, one of them holds, the Kol Mitzvos Hanagos B'Sheni Inagos B'Rishon. The Mar Savar, Kol Mitzvos Hanagos B'Sheni Inagos B'Rishon. Maybe it's a machlokas whether you're doing Purim, whether you can be Yotze Purim if you did it in first other. Let's say you had a regular year, you weren't sure. Again, back in the day, they didn't have a calendar, right? They would decide when to extend the year. So let's say other came, you observe Purim, and then all of a sudden, a week later, they're like, you know what? I think we need another month. So the question is, are you Yotze, right, the previous, Yotze Purim with your previous observance, right? If you're telling me that people are Yotze, so then you don't need to send messengers, right, on Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni for the second Purim. If you tell me that you're not Yotze, so then you do need to send messengers to tell everybody when to observe the real Purim. So Gemara says, no, that's not the machlokas. The kuli alma mitzvos nagis b'sheni ain't nagis b'rishon. Because everybody here, right, the Rebbe, and I guess our Mishnah, can hold that you have to do Purim in the second time, that in the second other. That even if you did Purim once in other Rishon, right, you have to do it in other Sheni. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is about an Ibrahim. The Tanya Spelanda Raisa, but Kama Ibrahim, right? How many days, right, in this other Rishon are you adding? Right? Shloshim Yom. It's 30 days. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Chodesh. Rav Shimon Gamliel says 20, as we're understanding Chodesh to mean right now, 29 days. So the machlokas is, right, whether you have to be able to tell people whether it was 30 or 29 days. The problem is, Maishna Shloshim, right, what does it matter? Again, the machlokas is not whether it's 20 or 30. It's the Braisa here just said that whenever you make a leap year, it's a machlokas whether it's 29 or 30. But it never wavers, right? It's either 29 or 30, always. Meaning not either or. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's always 29. According to, what was it, Tanakama, it's always 30. It can never change. So, Maishna Shloshim, what's the difference between 30 and 29? Right? The Yodi, everybody knows it's going to be 30. Well, Chodesh Nami Yodi, 29, they also know. Right? Whichever one, it was fixed. When you add a leap year, you add 1 month, it was either 29 or 30 days, depending on who you paskan like. But it never was possible for be either or. So, Rav Papa, you're right. You're misunderstanding the word Chodesh. Manda Bar Chodesh, what Rav Gamliel says, it could be a month. So, Ratza Chodesh, Ratza Shloshim. It means you do have that option. Meaning, like any other month, it could be either 29 or 30, and therefore, that's why you need to send out messengers in the second other to make sure people do Purim on time. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kala Kadisha B'Yishalayim. The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi testified, right? He had an Eidus in the name of the Helege Chevre in Yerushalayim. Al Shnei Adarim, Shemekachin Osam Beyom Iburayan. Meaning that when you have two others, right, so you make, what's it called? You make the Rosh Chodesh afterwards, right? For on Biyom Ibureim, on the 30th day, on the extra day. Now maybe the Chaser of Dinan. That seems to imply that you make other Chaser and Malay Lo of Dinan, that you do not make them and you do not make them full. Meaning that if you're gonna be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh on Biyom Ibureim on the extra day, meaning on the 30th day, so that means that the month is only 29 days, right? Not 30 days. So Gemara says, "Lafugi the midedarash Rav Nachman Baruch Chisda," and this is sure enough. This is against Rav Nachman Baruch Chisda, because hey, Rav Simai, Mishum Chagi Zechariah Malachi, because Rabbi Shmuel testified in the name of these the Nevi'im, right? Al Shnei Adarim, Shem Ratzel Losses on Shnei Malayim Osim, Shnei Mechaserim Osim, Echameyam Malay, Echareim Chaser, Osim, right? You can do whatever you want. You can make it both of them full, both of them Chaser, right? You can make one and one, right? Vekacha, you know, Hagim Bet Gola, that's how they would. That's what they would do in the Golas. Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, by the name of Rabbeinu, meaning the name of Rav. So they said, La'olam Echad Malay Echad Chaser, they would always do 59 days, one full and one chaser. Actually, Vayel L'chaser Hukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. Until they realized, until they knew, I mean, that when people came from Eretz Yisrael, to tell them, right, that the time of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Right? I mean, unless, not Ad, but until, I mean, unless they found out, right, that the first month was chaser and the second month was Malay. But either way, they would always... According to Rav, it was always one full and one and one male, one chaser. How does that work? Yeah, sorry. Meaning it was always the first one was male, the second one was chaser. It's not that one and one. I mean, it's not that they. It's arguing on both the fact that they had the choice and the fact that they had a set pattern. Meaning, according to Rav, originally it was always the other Rishon was full, and that the Sheni was chaser, unless Eden came from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll say have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.